Chapter 1. The cheerful sounds of carnival music filled the air, mixing with the happy yells of kids running around. It was the kind of day at Holiday Junction that had everyone feeling like a kid again. The Fool's Festival was the highlight of the season, and Holiday Park was buzzing with tourists and locals enjoying the sunshine and the lake where swan paddle boats glided on the water like something out of a storybook. There's just something special about seeing the world through the lens, I mused to myself quietly. Officially, I was here on assignment for the Junction Journal, snapping shots for the big article on the Fool's Festival. Unofficially, I was people-watching, like catching Fern Banks in the act. She was tucked away behind the oversized wooden jester hat, shoveling funnel cake into her mouth when she thought no one was looking. Fern was a long way from her beauty queen days, but she still had that knack for turning heads and pulling at the heartstrings of all the local moms. She'd sell them dreams of success and beauty for their kids, all while teaching classes that promised to set them on the right path so they could be pageant winners just like she was. Camera in hand, I kept walking, the strap around my neck bouncing slightly with each step. The smell of fried dough and sweet powdered sugar was in the air, and every so often, a burst of laughter would rise above the constant buzz of chatter. Kids were chasing each other around, their faces painted with bright colors and their hands sticky from cotton candy. I snapped a few photos of the happy chaos, making sure to capture the warmth and closeness of our little town during the festival time. It was these moments that made Holiday Junction more than just a place on the map. It was a community, a family brought together by tradition and good old-fashioned fun. I moved on, the merry music guiding me through the park, past booths of handmade crafts and games of chance that had folks grinning whether they won or lost. The wooden cutouts of jesters, rabbits, and oversized flowers made for perfect photo ops, and I caught more than a few families posing with them, their smiles genuine and wide. The festival was Holiday Junction's heart laid out for all to see, and through my lens, I planned to show every beat. I rounded the corner, and there it was, the paparazzi photo op, decked out with all the trappings of a Fool's Day bonanza. At the center of it all was Mayor Paisley, the Boston Terrier with a knack for winning hearts and votes. Decked out in a miniature jester hat and a sequined collar that sparkled in the sun, she was the undisputed star of the show. Her owner, Christine Whitlock, stood beside her, the lines on her face mapping out a life rich with laughter and sunny days. Her salt and pepper hair caught the light as she threw back her head, laughing at something one of the festival goers had said. Christine and her husband, Hubert, were pillars of the community, their Jubilee Inn on Main Street a cozy haven for visitors and locals alike. "Christine! Paisley!" I called out, waving a hand to catch their attention. "Smile for the Junction Journal!" Christine turned, her smile lines deepening, and wrapped an arm around her four-legged counterpart. The two posed like the seasoned pros they were, with Paisley's tongue lolling out in a pant that seemed to say, "I'm ready for my close-up." The click of the shutter captured the moment, a perfect snapshot of Holiday Junction's warmth and charm. Christine's eyes crinkled with genuine affection as she looked down at Paisley, and I found myself smiling behind the camera. These were the moments that made our little village more than a collection of streets and shops. It was a tapestry of connections and shared smiles. "Got it," I said, lowering the camera. "That's going to be a front-page contender for sure." Christine chuckled, smoothing down the ruffles on Paisley's costume.